B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Tes. We're going to start from the Mishnah at the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Sukkah Yeshona, a Sukkah that was made before 30 days before Yom Tov, and he didn't explicitly say, I'm making the Sukkah for the mitzvah of Sukkahs on Sukkahs, for Sukkahs. B'shamay poislim, b'shamay say that a Sukkah needs to be made l'shem chag, with the intentions of being used as a Sukkah for Sukkahs, and therefore it's possible. Of course, if he said explicitly he's doing it for a Sukkah, we'll soon see in the Mishnah that it's okay. But if he did it with, if he built it within 30 days, we can take it for granted that he means to do it lishma, because within 30 days we can already, we start living Sukkahs already. There's halacha that 30 days before Sukkahs, one starts discussing the halachas of Sukkah, and therefore within 30 days we can take that for granted. Before 30 days, we cannot take it for granted, and therefore it's possible. B'shilol machshirim, b'shilol say a sukkah doesn't need to be built l'shem chag. As long as it's been built, as we saw in the Gemara previously, it's been built with the intentions of offering tzel, shadow, and protection from the elements, it's okay. V'ezwi sukkah yishano, says the Mishnah, what's considered an old sukkah? Kol she'asa kodim l'chag shleishim yom, if it was made before Yontov, 30 days or more. If, however, you did it explicitly with the intentions of building a sukkah, even from the beginning of the year, ksheira, it's kosher, even according to Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara, my Talmud de Beis Shammai, what would be the source of Beis Shammai that a sukkah has to be built l'shem sukkah? Omar Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Chag Dabel Bnei Yisrael Lemur B'chamish Asa Yom L'Chodesh HaShviyi Hazeh Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim L'Hashem. So it's talking about the Sukkos, and it says it has to be L'Hashem. It has to be built. Sukkah HaAsuya L'Shem Chag Bo'inon. It has to be done with the intentions of doing it for Hashem. As Rashi says here, that it's got to be L'Shem Mitzvas HaMelech. It seems that we're learning from the words L'Hashem at the end of the Pasuk, that the sukkah has to be l'Hashem, it has to be made for Hashem, so to speak, for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah. Or Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel say that this posuk of Chag HaSukkah is talking about the sukkah, is teaching us a different halacha, and therefore we do not learn from here a sukkah has to be made lishma, and therefore it's kosher according to Beis Hillel. Because Ahumi Boyle, this word, these words, Chag HaSukkah is learnt mishum Miboyle likud Rav Sheshes, to teach us a halacha that Rav Sheshes taught. To Omer Rav Sheshes, Mishom Rav Akiva, Rav Sheshes said in the name of Rav Akiva, Minayin la'atzei sukkah she'asurim kol shiva. How do we know that the woods of the sukkah, the walls of the sukkah, you're not allowed to derive benefit from them during sukkahs? Talmud Lema says in the Pasuk, this very Pasuk, Chag HaSukkah is shivas yomim l'Hashem, that the word Chag is written next to the word Sukkos, and Chag means the Korban Chagiga. We learn something from Chag to the Sukkos. V'tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira explained in the Braisa, K'shem Shechol Shem Shamayim Al HaChagiga, in the same way as the Hashem's name, so to speak, there's a hektish, so to speak, on the Korban Chagiga. It's not so to speak, with the Chagiga there is a hektish. So too, similarly on a certain borrowed level, that the walls of the sukkah as well, the chag, hasukkah is sukkah, is also shem shemaim chol ala sukkah. Shenemar, it's learned from this pasuk, chag hasukkah is shivas yomim lashem. Ma chag lashem, in the same way as chagiga is lashem, af sukkah lashem, so too the sukkah is lashem. And therefore, at least for the duration of these 7 days, you're not allowed to have any benefit from the sukkah besides for using it for the mitzvah of sukkah. And since Beis Hillel uses this pasuk of Chag HaSukkah is to teach us this halacha, it's not available to teach us the halacha that Beis Shammai learned, that the Chag HaSukkah is has to be made l'Hashem, l'Shem Sukkah. Ubeis Shammai nami miboyele lohachi. Now the Gemara is asking, do Beis Shammai not need these words in this pasuk to teach us that the woods of the sukkah are possible, the walls of the sukkah are possible, the whole sukkahs, and it's possibly not only the walls, it's the schach as well. Anything that's included in Atzei Sukkah. Says the Gemara in Hachanami, you're right, that Beis Shammai also learned from this pasuk, the halacha that Rabbi Akiva said that Atzei sukkah asurim kol shiva. Elomai tamayu de beshamai. But then our original question comes back. What would be the source of beshamai that a sukkah has to be made l'shem chag? Says the Gemara, ksiv kro achrina. There's a different pasuk. Another pasuk that says, chag asukkah is ta'aseh lecho shivas yomim ba'os b'cho migon lecho mi'kvecho. So what do we learn out from the words, chag asukkah is ta'aseh lecho? It's as if it says, Hasukkah is taseh lechag. It's so to speak, we change the words round. When you build the sukkahs, do it lechag for the sake, with the intentions of using it on sukkahs. Shivas yom. The sukkah hasuya l'shem chag, but inon, we need the sukkah to be made for the yom tov. And that's where Bishamai learns that if it's a sukkah yeshana, it wasn't made l'shem chag, it's possible. Or Beshilel. Beshilel say that these words, chag hasukkah is taseh, Beshilel say that I need to use this pasuk to tell us chag asukah is taseh lecho. You can build your sukkah shivas yomim at any point during the 7 days, even on chol hamoed, where the sukkah is only going to serve you for part of the 7 days. It's still kosher. You can build your sukkah. Beshamai argues with this halacha and holds like Rabbi Eliezer. The Omer Rabbi Eliezer says we're going to learn about this on Daf Chav Zayin. Ein oisin sukkah b'choylei shel moed. The sukkah has to be made at the beginning before Yom Tov. If it's not going to serve you for 7 days, it's not a kosher sukkah. Ubeshilil leslehu the Omer of Yehuda Marav. The Omer of Yehuda Marav. Asa'o min hakoitzim umin hanimim umin hagardin psula. Minasisim ksheira. So the Gemara is now asking, we just said now, the sukkah does not need to be made lishma. The Gemara assumes that lishma of sukkah is similar to lishma of tzitzis. And what did we learn by tzitzis? It was said in the name of Rav, that if you made tzitzis from kutzin, nimin, and garden, which are types of threads and fringes that were not put onto the four-cornered garment, they were just a fringe off the material of the four-cornered garment, it's parcel. Why? Because you didn't put the strings there. They just were there on their own. It was just a default. When you made the material, these are the threads that got left behind. Min hasisin. However, if you take a ball of thread and you put it and you use them for tzitzis, ksheira, then it's kosher. Even though they were not spun l'shem mitzvah, you just bought a ball of thread. Nonetheless, since you put the thread onto the garment, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, it's enough. Ki amrito kamei de Shmuel, when they said this halacha before Shmuel, that means Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and of Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav this halacha. When he said it over to Shmuel, Omar li Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, af min asisim nami psula, even to use a ball of thread, it's also going to be possible. De ba'inon tviya lishma. Not only do you need to place the threads lishma, but the threads actually have to be spun lishma. But either way, both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, the threads have to be placed lishma. So according to them, can we not take it for granted that when you build the sukkah, it has to be built lishma? How can you say that a sukkah yeshana? How can Beshil say you don't need lishma? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hosom Tzitzis is different because I have a special posuk. Domar Kro, it says in the posuk, Gedilim Tase Lecho, you should make Gedilim twisted cords, what we know as the tzitzis threads. You should Gedilim Tase Loch, Al Arba Kanfis Ksuscho, Ashet Chase Bo. Loch, when it says you should do it, Loch, it means L'shem Choivach, with the intentions of fulfilling your requirement, not that the strings are just happen to chance there. You have to actually make it lishma. Beshilel agrees with that. With sukkah, we don't have a pasuk, and therefore Beshilel say the sukkah can be made even if it's not lishma. Hochanami asks the Gemara, by sukkah also we have a pasuk. It says chaga sukkah is tase lecho. It says that you should build the sukkah l'cha for you. Why is it different to the loch of tzitzis? That means l'shem choivach, for the sake of fulfilling your requirement. The same is by sukkah. Loch l'shem choivach, says the Gemara, no. The l'cha that it says by sukkah says ahu miboyelei limu'utei gezula. That's to tell us that your sukkah has to belong to you. And if you steal the sukkah, you're not yoitza. Asks the Gemara, Hosam Nami Beboy Lilimute Gzula, but why can't you say by tzitzis that I need to have the loch, Gedilim Tase loch, that to tell us that if you steal it, then you're not Yoitza. And then by tzitzis also, you won't have a source that it needs to be made L'shem Choyvach, it has to be made L'shma. Says the Hosam Nami Beboy Lilimute Gzula, says the Gemara, Hosa Ksiv Kroach Rina. By tzitzis is actually another posuk. It says in the posuk, which we're all familiar with, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleim v'osu lohem tzitzis al kanfei begdeim l'doyeres v'menosnu al tzitzis hakonof psil techeles. So from the words v'osu lohem tzitzis, we learn that the tzitzis has to belong to you. Make for yourselves tzitzis, don't steal it from someone else. So you've got that posuk for gzula, so then the loch of gedilim taseloch teaches us that it has to be made lishmo. By sukkah, where it just says chag ha-sukkah is taselecho, to teach us that gzula is posel. We don't have a posel to say the sukkah has to be made lishmo. Hence, Beis Hillel have no problem with saying that sukkah yeshana, Beis Hillel machshirim. Continues the next Mishnah at the top of Daf Tes Amud Beis. And this Mishnah is going to discuss three types of sukkahs. And the common denominator is not about the sukkah itself, it's about where the sukkah was built. Ha'oise sukkosoi, tachas ha'il ho'ilon. If you built a sukkah under a tree, it's as if you made the sukkah inside the house. And the truth is, so what? The Torah said make a sukkah. It doesn't say in the Torah it has to be under the sky. So what if you make a sukkah under a tree or under a house? So we'll see in the Gemara. But for now, it's got the same status as doing it as building the sukkah inside the house. Sukkah al gabi sukkah, the third case, if you have a sukkah which is not under a tree, not under a roof, but under another sukkah. In that case, ha'elyoinok sheira, the upper sukkah is kosher, v'tachtoina psula, which means there's nothing wrong with being a sukkah on top of another sukkah, but there's something wrong with being a sukkah under another sukkah. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda adds, im ein diurin bo elyoino, hatachtoinok sheira. And if there's no residence, if you cannot live in the upper sukkah, then so to speak, we can disregard the upper sukkah, and then the lower sukkah is not considered as if it's under an upper sukkah, and the lower sukkah will be kosher. And we'll see there's going to be an argument. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the Tanakama on one detail here. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Lo yishanu elo, this that it says in the Mishnah, that ha'isa sukkos itachas ha'ilon, that to make a sukkah under a tree, is possible, is only she'tzilosoi merubo mechamosoi, that the shade that the tree is offering is more than the amount of light that's penetrating through the leaves of the tree. Aval chamosoi merubo mitzilosoi, but in the event that the leaves of the tree have more sun than shade, ksheiro, then the sukkah underneath the tree is kosher. That's what Rava says. Mimai, why would this be true? Says the Gemara, Midiktoni ki ilu asa b'toich habayis, because the Mishnah compares doing the sukkah under the tree to the one doing it inside the house. Lomoli lemisnu ki ilu asa b'toich habayis. Why do you need to explicitly say that it's got the same halacha as doing it inside the house? Whichever pasuk we're going to learn that making a sukkah inside the house is pasul will also tell us that making a sukkah under a tree is pasul. Why do you need to compare the two? They both happen to have the same source. So says Rava, it's coming to teach us elahokum ashmalon. The reason that the Mishnah puts the two together is to teach us that when is it true that ha'oise sukkos itachas ha'ilon, that sukkah under a tree is possible, is only if it's similar to being under a roof. De'ilon dumya debayis. Only because that it's only when the tree, when under the tree is similar to under a roof of a house, then it's possible. Ma beisoi, just like when you make a sukkah inside the house, tzilosim ruba michamosi, the roof of the house, which is obviously solid, is obviously providing more shade than sunlight that's coming through it. Af ilon, so true, under a tree, tzilosim ruba michamosi, it's only going to be possible if the amount of shade which the tree is offering is more than the sun going through it. V'chichamosim ruba mitzilosoi, may have. And this is now another question, that if you have the schach, even if it's not a proper schach kosh, it's not a proper schach, which means normal schach, we've learned in the first Mishnah already, it has to be tzilosoi merubah michamosoi. So if you've got a schach which is not tzilosoi merubah michamosoi, it's chamosoi merubah mitzilosoi. There's more sun coming through than shade. May have, Why is that okay? If you make a sukkah under a tree, then it's true that if there's not enough shade in the leaves of the tree, that it's not called that the sukkah is under, that your sukkah is under another sukkah. No, because it's only called a sukkah if it's, if it offers enough shade. But hakom it's tarif schach posel b'had schach kosher. But since it's the it's a tree, it's attached to the ground, we're going to learn later in the Masechta that schach that's attached to the ground is posel. That's the issue here. Otherwise, there'll be no problem. Then hakom it's tarif schach posel b'had schach kosher. Why don't you say that the little bit of shade which the tree is offering is combined with the little bit of shade which the schach proper is offering, and then between the two, you've got a sukkah with more shade than sun. And since the shade is also coming from schach posel, namely the tree, why should the sukkah be kosher? Omer of Papa says that the only way to get out of the schach posel issue, not the sukkah tacha sukkah issue, the sukkah tacha sukkah issue, which is the same for, we're going to see soon, is the same source for sukkah tacha su'ilon, and sukkah tacha bayis, and sukkah tacha sukkah is the same source, that it mustn't be a sukkah under another sukkah. But that's only if you've got enough shade. If there's not enough shade, if the upper roofing, it doesn't matter if it's a tree, a house, or a sukkah, doesn't have tzilosa meruba mechamosa, there's no issue of the lower sukkah being tachas ha-sukkah. So that's fine, but there's an issue of it is schach posel, which is combined with the shade, and therefore it should make the sukkah posel. Says the Gemara, no. Says Rav Papa that the way to deal with the issue of schach posel, which is a side issue, is b'shechovton. We're talking about that you lowered the leaves of the tree together with the schach, and so you've lowered it in, and since you've got more schach kosher, then you have the shade of the tree, and it's all enmeshed together. If in that case we say that it's bottle b'roiv, min ha-Torah, it's bottle b'roiv, and therefore it's as if there's no shade from the tree, and it's kosher. That's what Rav Papa says. Asks the Gemara, Ibu Shechovton, if you're talking about that you lowered the leaves of the tree and you mixed them up together with the kosher schach, Maile Memra, then what's the Chiddush? What's the problem? Of course, it's going to be bottle. Why should the sukkah be posel? Says the Gemara, no. Maudatema, I may have thought, Nigzer Hecha de Chovton, Otu Hecha de Lechovton, I may have thought that if you allow us to rely on the fact that you lowered the leaves of the tree and you mixed it up together with the schach, that you might come to say that the sukkah would be kosher even if you didn't do that. Kumash Malon, so that's what we're coming to teach us here, that no. The Loigos Rinon, we're not worried about that, and as long as you did the Chovton, says Rav Papa, that's how Rav Papa explained, as long as you did the chovton, you blended, you mixed up the leaves of the tree with the schach, it's going to be kosher. Provided that there's more shade coming from the schach than coming from the tree. Asks the Gemara, ho nami tanina. This also, that we're not worried, we don't make this gezeira, that if you mix schach kosher with schach posel, to say, well, no, we don't want it to be kosher because you may think it's kosher if you don't mix the two together. We've already seen this elsewhere. We don't need our Mishnah for that. We've already learned, we're going to learn about this on Daf Yud Aleph. Hidla oleo es agefen, if you lift up the leaves of a grapevine or es adelas or a squash, ves hakisum, or some ivy, v'sikech al gabon, and you put schach on top of them, psula, then it's posel. However, v'imhoyo sikuch harbe mehem, if you have more schach kosher than the schach posel, which means the shade of the kosher schach overrides the shade of these things that are attached to the ground, which are called posel schach, oy shekotetzon, or if you cut them and you detach them from the ground and then they become schach kosher, kshero, then they're kosher. Hey chadomi, what case are we talking about there? Ilema b'shaloi chavton, if you didn't lower them, you didn't mix them all together, hakom it's tarif schach poslim schach kosher. Then in the event that the schach itself does not have tzilosa meruba michamosa, that means in the event that the overall roiv, the majority of shade in the sukkah comes from not only schach kosher, also schach posel together, then why should it be kosher? You cannot combine schach kosher with schach posel to make a roiv, a majority of shade. Elolav, it must be b'shechovton, that you've mixed them all together, and therefore the minority of schach posel is bottled with the majority of schach kosher. So you see there that we're talking about that it's chovton. You've put the schach, you've mixed the schach kosher with the schach posel. There's more schach kosher than schach posel, and then it's kosher. So you see that over there already. So then why does the Mishnah here have to tell us that when is it posel? Ha'isa sukosi tachas ha'ilon is only when the Ilon, when the tree is tzilosim rubim mechamosai, because if it's chamosim rubim mitzilosai, then it's kosher. And when is it kosher? When it's chavton, we don't need to say it here. We've already said it in the Mishnah by Hidla. Says the Gemara, Ela ushma minod lo gozrinon. So you see from there, from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, that we're not concerned, that we're not saying that even when it's chavton, that it's going to be a problem, we're going to passel it, because maybe you'll say it's kosher when it's not chavton. So why do we need to say it twice? If you just rely on what it says there, I may have thought that's only b'di'eved. Hidlo, if you did it, if you put you lifted up the branches of the vine, or the delas, or the kisum on top of, with the schach, and you were chavton, and you mixed the schach together with those schach posel, and there's more schach kosher than schach posel, then it's kosher b'di'eved. You've done it, you're allowed to sit in it. But to make your sukkah like that, loy, I may have thought that not. That's why it's mashman al mishnah, where it says ho'isa sukkosi. It doesn't say oso sukkosi. It says ho'isa sukkosi. It seems that even when you want to make a sukkah l'katchila, you're allowed to do it this way. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah here. Continues the Gemara, sukkah al gabe sukkah v'chulu. This is the last statement in the Mishnah. If you have a sukkah on top of another sukkah, then we saw in the Mishnah that according to the Tanakhama, the top sukkah is kosher, the lower sukkah is posel. Because the lower sukkah is under a double roofing, is under the sukkah on top of it. Rabbi Yehuda added that if you cannot live in the top sukkah, we disregard the top sukkah, and the lower sukkah is not considered as being a sukkah under a sukkah, and it's kosher. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in a braisa that it says in the pasuk basukah is teishu shivas yomim, and basukah is actually written basukas without the vav. V'loy basukah shetachas sukkah, v'loy basukah shetachas ha'ilon, v'loy basukah shetachas habayis. It seems, and even the people who say, as we said earlier on, there are some who say yesh eim lemikra, that what we do with the pasuk is dependent not on the way it's written but on the way it's read. However, they all agree that if it's written without a vav, then it's coming to teach us something. So it's been written in a singular tense, basukas, to tell us that a sukkah has to be the only covering of the sukkah. If there's any other covering on top of the sukkah, whether it's a sukkah or a tree or a house, then providing that second covering, the upper covering, is called a sukkah, which means it's tzilosa meruba michamosa, then it's considered similar to what we would call sukkah tacha sukkah, and it's posel. Asks the Gemara, Adarabba basukah is tarati mashma. The way you read the word basukah is, it seems that sukkah is, even if you're sitting in at the same time in a double sukkah, in a double covering. Omer v'nachon v'yitzchok basukas ksiv. As we explained, that this braisa is based on the way it's written, not on the way it's read. And it's written without a vav, basukas, meaning a single sukkah and not under a double roofing. Omer b'yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya is now telling us that this halacha of sukkah al gabe sukkah, you have an area till the first schach, then you have another area and a second schach. So in the Mishnah just says that sukkah tacha sukkah, the top one is kosher, the lower one is posel. The top one is kosher, why shouldn't it be kosher? It doesn't matter what's underneath you. As long as in the top sukkah there's only one roofing on top of you, one schach, that's okay. In the lower sukkah where you have two schachs, it's posel. Rabbi Yirmiya is going to say that there's four different brackets. That means in the concept of sukkah tacha sukkah, when we take everything into account, then we'll realize that sometimes the pa'omim sheshteyem ksheri, sometimes both sukkahs, the upper sukkah and the lower sukkah, are both kosher. Pa'omim sheshteyem psulois, in some cases both sukkahs are posel. Pa'omim shetachtoino ksheri aval yoino psulos, sometimes only the bottom schach is kosher and the top sukkah is posel. And sometimes the lower sukkah is posel and the upper one is kosher. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah said, and the Gemara is now going to explain that. Pa'omim sheshteim ksheris. How can you have a sukkah tacha sukkah that you can sit not only in the top sukkah, but also in the bottom sukkah? Heichadomi. Kegoin she tachtoino chamosom ruba mitziloso. If the lower schach is chamosom ruba mitziloso, that means there's more sunlight that would come through it than shade, and therefore we disregard it completely. We just that's not called schach. Chamosom ruba mitziloso is not called schach. Ve'elyoino tzilosom ruba mechamosa, and the upper schach is tzilosom ruba. It's got more shade than light. Ve'kaimo elyoino b'soich esrim, and the upper schach is within 20 amas from the ground of the lower sukkah. So if so, since we can disregard the middle schach, so then it doesn't matter whether you're sitting on top of the middle schach or you're sitting on the ground. Either way, there's only one schach that's considered schach, and that's the upper schach, which is tzilosa meruba mechamosa. And therefore, wherever you sit, it's kosher. Because the fact that you have a schach in between, which is chamosa meruba mitzilosa, that we disregard that. That was number one. Case number two. Pa'omim sheshteim psulois. When would it be possible even to sit in the upper sukkah? Heichadomi. Kegoin de tarvayu tzilosa meruba mechamosa. In the case where both of the schachs are tzilosa meruba, there's more shade than sun. And therefore, so straight away, the bottom sukkah is definitely possible, because you've got two schachs on top of it, both are considered schach, both are tzilosom ruba mechamoso. But even the upper schach is possible, that means even the upper sukkah is possible, but the distance between the floor of the upper sukkah, which is the roof, the schach of the lower sukkah, and the schach of the upper sukkah, that if that's more than 20 amos, then it's possible, because then you'll be sitting on top of the lower sukkah, and it'll be too high, the schach on top of you. That's in the second case. Case number three, pa'omim shetachtoino ksheira v'elyoino psula. In what case will we have that the lower sukkah is kosher and the upper sukkah is possible? Heichadomi, kegoin shetachtoino tzilosom ruba mechamoso. If the lower schach is tzilosom ruba mechamoso, has more shade than light. Ve'elyoino, and the upper schach is chamosom ruba mitziloso, as allowing more sun in than shade. Ve'kaimo tarvayhu, and both of them, that means the up is tarvayhu b'tzoich esrim, that means even the upper schach is within 20 amos of the ground. And Rashi explains that the upper schach, which is chamosom ruba mitziloso, is not an issue for the lower sukkah, because it's not considered a sukkah in and of its own right, because that schach is not tzilosom ruba mechamoso. It's not considered schach posel, because it's not above 20 amos. So it doesn't bother the lower sukkah. The upper sukkah will be posel, because it hasn't got schach of tzilosom ruba mechamoso. The fourth case, upa'omim she'elyoino ksheiro v'tachtoino psula. When do we have a case that the upper sukkah is kosher and the lower sukkah is posel? Heichadomi. We're talking about both schachs or tzilosom ruba mechamoso. V'kaima elyoino b'toich esrim, and the top schach is within 20 amos of the floor of the top sukkah, and therefore the top sukkah is going to be kosher, because you've got a regular kosher schach of tzilosom ruba mechamoso, and you don't have more than 20 amos in that sukkah. The lower sukkah will be possible because it's underneath an upper sukkah, which is tzilosom ruba mechamoso, and they're both schachs of tzilosom ruba mechamoso, and that's the typical case of sukkah tacha sukkah, the elyoino ksheiro and tachtoino is psula. Says the Gemara now, pshita. The Gemara seems to be asking specifically on case 1 and case 3, that if any one of the schachs or chamosom ruba mitziloso, then it's not considered sukkah tachas sukkah. So what's Rabbi Yirmiyah coming to teach us? That if the top sukkah is tzilosom ruba and the bottom one is chamosom ruba, that they're both kosher? Of course they're both kosher. The middle schach is disregarded. And case number three, where the top schach is chamosom ruba and the lower one is tzilosom ruba, that the lower sukkah is kosher. That means the case where the lower sukkahs are kosher, case one and case three, is because the upper schach, so chamosom ruba mitziloso, that's poshut. What's Rabbi Yirmiyah coming to impress on us? Answers the Gemara, tachtoino ksheiro ve'elyoino psulo. It's case number three is shrichalei, which is a chiddush. It means case number one is not such a chiddush. Case number three is a chiddush. Why? Mao detaim nigzer dilma mitzdarif schach posel bad schach kosher. Because in the case number one, the top schach is tzilosam rub mechamosa. The lower schach is chamosam rub, but we disregard it. The whole thing is kosher. Anywhere you sit is kosher. It's the second one which is the chiddush. When the upper schach is chamosam rub mitzilosa and the lower one is tzilosam rub mechamosa, then I may have thought that we're worried that a person will say, it's anyway chamosam rubam mitzilosa, we'll disregard it. What's the difference if it's within 20 amas off the ground or above 20 amas? And they'll say that it's kosher even when it's above 20 amas. If it's above 20 amas, then it's going to be schach posel. And schach posel will be mitzdarif to the schach kosher, and that will be an issue. And even the lower sukkah might be posel. The only reason that the lower sukkah is kosher is because the top schach, which is chamosa merubah mitzilosa, is within 20 amos off the ground. So maybe I would have thought that we should say you're not allowed to sit in such a sukkah, even in the lower sukkah, because maybe the upper schach you'll think is kosher even above chof amos. Mao detaim nigzer dilma mitzdarif schach posel bad schach kosher. Kumash malon. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyahu is impressing on us, that no, if indeed the schach, which is chamosam ruba mitzilosa, the upper schach, is within 20 amas, then it's not considered schach posel. It's not considered sukkah tacha sukkah because it's not tzilosam ruba mechamosa, and we allow you to sit in the lower sukkah. Continues the Gemara. Kamo yehei bein sukkah l'sukkah utei tachtoina psula. We've just learned that you mustn't have an upper roofing with a lower roofing. You have to be in a sukkah with just a single covering, a single schach. What's the difference between the schach elyon, the upper schach, and the lower schach, that it should be considered as two schachs and not just a thick schach? So we're going to have a few opinions. Omer Rav Huna says a significant distance is one tefach. Where do we find one tefach is significant? Shekein motzinu ba'ohalei tuma tefach. We find that in the concept of tuma, we know that when there's a corpse in a room, then the tuma is going to spread to the entire area underneath the same roof in that room, in that house. And we also know that anything on top of the house, on top of the roof, it doesn't become tumah. The tumah does not penetrate the roof. However, if the gap between the floor and the roof, that means if the roofing on top of the mace, on top of the corpse, is not covering a tefach, then it's not considered a roof. And then, number one, the tumah does not spread under that roofing, under that cover. And number two, it's called tumah ratzutza, and the tumah actually penetrates and goes all the way up to the sky. Anything above the corpse will become tumah. The Tani we learned in a brisa, tefach al tefach barum tefach. If you have a cube tefach in which an airspace in which the tumah is lying, then mevias ha-tumah, then this covering over the mace, over the corpse, or part of the corpse, is going to spread the tumah to anything under that roofing. V'choytzutz mipnei ha-tumah, and the roof then is going to stop, is going to separate and not allow the tumah to continue penetrating upwards. Aval pochis merum tefach, if it's less than the height of a tefach, loy mevi, it doesn't cause the tumah to spread underneath that cover, v'loy choytzutz, and it also doesn't stop it from penetrating and going all the way up to the sky. So Rav Huna says, you see a tefach is significant, so if you have two schachs with a tefach in between them, that's called sukkah al gabi sukkah, and the lower sukkah is posel. Rav Chizda v'Rabba bar Rav Huna Omri, they said no, not a tefach. Arba'a, four tefachim. Sheloi motzinu mokim choshuv, a place, a significant area, or significant size is always pochis me'arba'a, we always find it's at least four tefachim. Also in distance, also in height, Tosfos brings that we find that four tefachim is significant, less than four tefachim, not. Ushmuel Omar, Shmuel says no, not one tefach, not four tefachim. If it's just one tefach or just four tefachim between the two schachs, it's still considered a single schach. What's called two schachs? Asora, ten tefachim. My tamad Shmuel. What would be the reason for Shmuel? Kehachshira, kach psula. In the same way, it's called sukkah tacha sukkah. It's got to be whatever makes a sukkah kosher, that's what's going to make it possible if you have the same thing above it. Mach sheira, in the same way as what makes a sukkah kosher ba'asara, the minimum height of a sukkah has to be 10 tefachim high. Af psula ba'asara, in order to be a sukkah on top of a sukkah, the upper sukkah also has to be 10 tefachim high. Continues the Gemara, the final statement of the Mishnah, Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Ein Diurin Ba'Elyoina, Tachtoina Kshera. If nobody is residing in the upper sukkah, the lower sukkah is kosher. That's how it seems that to read the Mishnah. Asks the Gemara, my Ein Diurin. What does it mean, Ein Diurin? There's no residence. Ilei Medurin Mamash, does it mean there's no people, residents, no people living there? Otu Diurin Kogormi? The problem is the people who are there. The problem is that there's two sukkahs, one on top of the other. I don't care if there's somebody there or not. Elolav, it doesn't mean that there's nobody living there. My Ein Diurin Kol She'ena Ru'uya Ladira. What Rabbi Yehuda is saying is if you cannot live in the upper schach because it's too weak and it's going to collapse if you go up there, then the upper sukkah is, then the lower sukkah is not considered as sukkah tachas sukkah and it's kosher. What's considered, the Gemara is now asking, what's considered that you cannot live in the upper sukkah? Deloi gavoya asara. So at this point, we're assuming that what Rabbi Yehuda means is, like we saw in Shmuel before, that it's not 10 tefachim high. It's not 10 tefachim. It's called a diras srucha. We saw this early on in the Gemara, that you cannot live there. So if it's less than 10 tefachim high, that's what the Gemara at this point is assuming is the way is what Rabbi Yehuda means. Then the upper sukkah is not called a sukkah, and the lower sukkah will be kosher. But what would we deduce from there? If Rabbi Yehuda says that if the top sukkah is not 10 tefachim high, then it's kosher, we can deduce from their Michlal the Tanakama Sova that the Tanakama who don't say that there's an issue with Ein Diurin Ba'Elyoina, they hold Afal Pisha'ina Ru'uya Ladira Psula. They say it's possible, even if it's less than 10 Tvachim height of this upper Sukkah. And that's contrary to what Shmuel said. And we have an issue with that. Shmuel was explaining the Rabbonon. And here we have the way we understand Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear that the Rabbonon hold that if the upper sukkah is less than 10 tefachim, it's still possible, not like Shmuel. Ki also when Rav Dimi came to Bovel, Omar, he says, Omri b'marova in Eretz Yisrael, they explained that what does it mean, im ein diurin bo'elyoino? It doesn't mean that it's not 10 tefachim high. If it's not 10 tefachim high, Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay, and the Rabbanon say it's okay. So where they're arguing, im ein diurin bo'elyoino, that the Tanakamas say the lower sukkah is possible, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher, im ein atachtoino yechoylo lekabil korim v'kistu yishel elyoin. That if the lower sukkah is the schach between the two sukkahs is too weak and you cannot put your bedding there without falling through the schach, that's called you can't live there. If you can't live there because it's going to fall through, then Rabbi Yehuda says the lower sukkah is kosher. Tachtoino kshera. Asks the Gemara that Michlal the Tanakama Sova, you can still deduce from there that the Tanakama hold, Afal Pisha Eina Ru'uya Lekabil Psula, that the lower sukkah is possible even if the upper sukkah cannot be lived in. So what's the difference if it cannot be lived in because it's too weak to carry the bedding, or if it's too weak, if it cannot be lived in because it's not 10 tefachim high? Can we not take it for granted that if it cannot carry bedding, then according to the Tanakama, nonetheless, the lower sukkah will be possible. That if the sukkah on top is less than 10 tefachim, it will also be an issue for the lower sukkah. Can we not assume that there's no difference between if it's less than 10 tefachim or if it's too weak to sleep in? And if so, again, we have a question. It's not like Shmuel, because Shmuel said that if it's less than 10 tefachim, even the Tanakama will say the top sukkah is not considered a sukkah to passel the lower sukkah. Says the Gemara, no. Of course, if you cannot live at all in the upper sukkah because it's too weak, even the Rabbonon will agree that it's not considered a sukkah and the lower sukkah will be kosher. Exactly the same as if it's less than 10 tefachim that Shmuel said, the Chachomim will say it's not considered sukkah tachas sukkah. They're arguing when at a pinch, you could b'shas hadchak, then it could hold the bedding, just not very comfortably. So if you could hold it and not very comfortably, that's the machlekas. If it's less than 10 tefachim, the top sukkah, everybody agrees the lower sukkah is kosher. If it cannot hold anything, the top sukkah, everyone agrees the lower sukkah is kosher. If it can hold it difficultly, that's the machlekas. Tanakama will say, you could sleep there at a pinch. It's called sukkah, tachas sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Main diurin b'elyoina, if you cannot be there comfortably, it's not considered a sukkah, tachas sukkah. It could be nayu d'yecheilu l'kabil, it can receive the bedding al yedei adchak, only at a pinch, not so comfortably. But d'yeved, with a tchak, it would manage. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not considered sukkah al gabi sukkah, and according to the Chachomim, it is. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.